flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Happy Hump Day, Rockaholics. Steve Miggs.
It's only Wednesday.
Yeah, and the next Hump Day that we have is Christmas Day. 1 week from today.
What the F is happening here?
Curious to know.
Okay.
What percentage ready do you feel for Christmas?
Whoa. You know, I mean, with Tatum, I'd say a good 90, 95, maybe even close to 100. Not because of me, because Sid's been very good about getting gifts throughout like the last few months. So we're pretty good with that. When it comes to gifts from my wife, I'm at a solid like 10%. I think I got 2 gifts that she picked out.
Nice.
So I'm hoping next week.
Find a couple days?
Yeah, just gotta go up to the mall and see what happens.
Oh boy. You sound like Brad. I think Brad is doing some shopping today, but...
It's just too much right now.
There's still a lot going on.
Daughter's birthday. Today's me and my wife's anniversary, so happy anniversary to Sid. I got you a gift, and that's no power in our house. So have fun with that. Yes, enjoy the nice cold air.
Happy anniversary, Steve.
To be honest with you, both of us forgot. And we've been texting all morning about, like, Tatum's not feeling good. You know, and Sid's not doing too hot either right now because she's just, like, worn out from Tatum not feeling good. Oh. And then, like, 30 minutes goes by when we're going back and forth. And finally, there's a text from her goes, oh, yeah, happy anniversary. I can't believe it's been 14 years.
So it sounds like you guys must have something very special planned for today.
I mean, you know, I was planning on swinging by, you know, that lovely floral boutique known as Safeway and getting some flowers.
Yes.
I don't know. I was going to take her to dinner, but I don't know if we're going to be able to do that with a sick daughter.
14 years?
14 years.
What is the traditional gift for the 14th wedding anniversary?
Safeway flowers.
Safeway flowers. Awesome. Let's inform our rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Danny, did you find out what the traditional wedding gift is for 14 years?
Is there one? It's the 14th anniversary gift is characterized by animal items.
Oh. All right.
So, like, ivory or something like that. But
ivory.
It's like,
I'm going to bring home a bearskin rug.
Hey, you could do that. It says animal items.
What about, like, a deer head for the vegan? Happy anniversary, babe.
Oh,
no?
Wow.
My dear.
Good D-E-E-R.
Yeah, my dear love. Look what I gotcha. Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, a very strange day, but I'm going to put you to the test, Taryn.
Okay.
You have no pressure, but all morning long, because today is Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. And I was like, what the F does that even mean? But here's the example.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Is that how we're going to answer the phone all morning here?
I mean, I feel like we should.
All right.
All morning. And I don't even know if we give it like even like any kind of like, you know, backstory. So people who tune in at like 6:50 during Beat Migs, they have no idea why you're asking people what their favorite color is.
I'm excited.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's see if you can do it. Okay. If you fail, I don't know what happens. Probably nothing. Hey, the Atlanta Falcons just named former Huskies quarterback rookie Michael Penix Jr. as their starting quarterback. Very exciting for Huskies fans. You know, they drafted him, but they had Kirk Cousins, who they just spent over $100 million on this guy, and it's just not been working out. Even though they won their last game, he did not look very good, and I think they're just thinking, you know, we're still making a playoff push, and our quarterback doesn't seem to be doing much of a playoff push, so let's see what Michael Penix can do. I'm excited to watch him, though.
That's going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
Western Washington has been under a weather alert since last night. We're dealing with an atmospheric river, heavy rains throughout the area.
What is happening here?
Strengthening winds. I know at least two of us are out of power right now.
Wait, no. I think, Sarah, you're out of power as well.
Yep.
I still have it.
Oh, you do?
Isn't that shocking?
Yes.
Yeah. We had it this morning when I left. I mean, it could be out by now, but...
Is it bad that when my wife told me that the power's out, I'm like, phew, glad I got here in time.
You take a hot shower at the gym?
I could.
Wind gusts could reach around 45 miles per hour in the region, up to 55 miles per hour along the coast and north of Seattle. There's also a flood watch in effect for Mason County. Mountain passes are just getting hammered right now, so not a great day for pass travel if you can avoid it.
Also getting hammered is the traffic. Someone just texted in and says, can we talk about how crappy the traffic in Seattle is right now? I've gone 1 mile in an hour.
Oh, no.
F that. That sucks.
Well, everybody be safe out there during this atmospheric weather.
You know what? We need a pick-me-up. And there's no better guy to motivate us and pick us up. And I feel like the Seattle Seahawks, even though they have a coach, Mike McDonald, and he's fabulous, I think he's great. But maybe they need to listen to Dan Campbell.
Okay.
Coach of the Detroit Lions. I think everybody, a lot of people seem to be like, that's their second favorite team, myself included, mainly because I just love Dan Campbell. And anytime he talks, I'll listen. And he was doing a radio interview on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. They lost their last game to the Bills, 48-42. Before that, they've won 11 straight. So when they lost, people are like freaking out now. But they're 12-2. Things should be fine. And he decided to address it. Not only did he address it, but he dropped a couple F-bombs while he was talking to these guys.
You know what happens is, you know, you win 11 in a row, you know, and you lose, and then the sky falls. And I hate to say it, but we're not going to be able to win 11 in a row again for the rest of this season. You know, what happens is...
I see. The Seahawks should listen. I mean, they won 4 in a row. Seahawks fans, it's okay. They lost the game. There's still hope.
We can rebuild.
You get used to eating filet, and I'm talking to all of us. And well, everything's good. Life's good, you know. But you forgot what it was like when you had nothing and you ate your molded bread, you know. And it.
I think we need to talk to his dietitian. Who's eating moldy bread?
Who's doing his grocery shopping?
You know, and it was just fine.
No,
and
it
gave you everything you needed. And sometimes you got to get punched in the mouth and remember what it used to be like to really appreciate where you are. And we'll do that. And so we got a bad taste in our mouth. We got kicked around the other day. We lost a few guys. And you know what? It's exactly what we needed.
How about that? Seahawks, you should listen to that. I know you got a coach, but listen to this guy as well and apply it to yourself.
Pipe this into the locker
room. That's freaking awesome. Let's go. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 54 degrees. It's going to rain today. That is the DMV. The weather's going to suck. And that's what's up.
What did a woman do that led to this reaction?
Yeah. Sarah, right. What were you doing with George last night?
My thoughts exactly. We're going to find out what that was all about at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs
Show. Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
got a call for a rescue. And this woman had squeezed herself into a high chair at In-N-Out in Boise, and she could not get out on her own.
Had to be, do you think, late night drunk?
Yeah.
Or maybe just a dare. Stupid. Yeah. I feel like of anyone on our show, you would be the one to try that.
Yes, you're probably right.
I can do it. Watch.
Hold my beer. Yeah,
hold my burger.
But her friends, like the good friends that they are, filmed the whole thing.
Which is exactly what the three of us would do.
Absolutely. I would expect nothing less, Steve.
Right?
I would want the proof. So people in the restaurant were cheering when they pulled this girl who was stuck in the high chair out. Here's some audio.
Yeah!
I mean, I want to see the video. I want to see the video. I don't just want to hear it. I want to see it.
I'm picturing that that's her boyfriend.
Oh, absolutely.
We got her out. We can leave now.
Have you ever gotten yourself stuck somewhere?
Got myself stuck somewhere. When I was a kid, like I was like the idiot. Like you've seen it on like TV shows as well. You remember like those old banisters to go upstairs and they had like the pole? I'm sure like there's new ones that do that too. It's not like it's like an old thing only. But I stuck my head in one of those.
Oh no!
And my brother was trying to get me out and tried to use like the butter and this that, and I was just stuck. And
grease
then eventually just like kind of like popped out the wood banister thing and then try to like put it back in, but of course dad noticed and he was pissed.
Oh no.
Yeah, what about you?
So I can't think of any where I got stuck, but Barrett got stuck in one of our kitchen chairs that has like little rungs on the back, and he put both of his legs through the rungs, but he's got like kind of jacked up knees like I do. I mean, seriously, his knees.
Already?
He's got sturdy knees just like his mother, and his knees, like somehow you couldn't get, I don't know how he got them through, but then we couldn't get his knees back out, and now he's crying because I'm freaking out, but same thing, we had to grease up his knees a little bit with some lotion and pull him back through the chair.
Dude, Tatum did something, when you said that, just instantly triggered. This is about a year ago, and it was one of those moments where I'm like, I don't know if I'm equipped to be a good dad. Like, you know, those moments where you're just like, you're an idiot.
Yes.
So she was in her playroom, and she had one of those, like, it's like almost like that American Doll series, you know, like those way too expensive dolls.
Oh, yeah.
We have like the Target version, which is way more affordable. And those dolls have like a little ice cream truck. So these dolls are probably about 2 feet. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because I saw it in your house the other day.
Yes. So it's got this ice cream truck, and she was a little bit smaller. Tatum was at the time. It was about a year ago. And so she was sitting in the seat where the kid would sit. And I'm watching this, and I'm like, that's hilarious. Let me get my phone out and take a picture. And she's like, watch, Daddy. And then she tries to get fully in it. And that was the moment where I'm like, looking back on it, I should have been like, Tatum, don't do that. But she did it. And I'm watching it thinking this is hilarious. And now she got her head under it. But now she's fully stuck. And she's going, Daddy, I can't get out. Dad, Dad, Dad. And I'm like, so I'm trying to like rip this thing. I'm trying to pull her out. She's like, that hurts. Oh, and now she's freaking out and she starts crying. And I'm like in this moment of pure panic. Like, I can't believe I've just compacted my daughter. And I don't know what's going to happen, but she's freaking out. So I'm still trying. Sid comes out of nowhere because she hears the commotion. She's like, what are you two doing? I'm like, I don't know. And it's like a superhero. It took her like maybe 4 seconds, like pure mom power.
Oh, yeah.
She just knew exactly like how to pull her out like a Tetris piece.
Oh.
And I was like, thank God you were here. Because I was about to like get like, you know, a saw. I don't know what. I was just like, I don't know how to handle this.
Well, I'm just disappointed you didn't film it, Steve.
I was about to. That was the intention. I was like, this will be hilarious. I'll have her like drive around in it, and I'll send it to mom downstairs, and she'll be like, that's so funny. You guys are hilarious together. Instead, no. It became a traumatic moment.
Well, based on this poor woman who had to be rescued from a high chair she squeezed herself into at In-N-Out, 206-803-ROCK, and be honest with us, when did you do something so stupid that it ended up with random people laughing at you? Or when did you get stuck?
Yes.
Like us idiots and our kids getting stuck in things. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
Be honest with us. When did you do something so stupid that it led to a bunch of random people laughing at you? Or when did you just get yourself stuck? 206-803-ROCK.
Tina began a lot of text messages about getting stuck. That seems to be the one. Someone said my brother-in-law wanted to show off how off-road capable his Toyota 4Runner was. So we were up in the mountains shooting. We decided to go to a semi-steep rocky hill. When he couldn't make it to the top, he backed down. There was a little dip. His forerunner got stuck on a rock, the trailer hitch. And then he didn't have the speed to get back up the hill, so we had to find something to dig that rock out. So this trailer hitch wouldn't hit the rock. He was embarrassed. We all laughed a little bit. Okay, maybe a lot.
206-803-ROCK. When did you get stuck, or when did you do something so stupid that people laughed at you? Juan from Puyallup, tell us about your getting stuck story.
So I was in high school, and me and my buddies went to Norms. We used to live back in California. And we were at a Norms, and my buddy decided he was going to climb into this high chair, and he couldn't get out. So we had to pay the manager for the high chair, and then we just lifted him up and carried him to the back of the truck and strapped him in the bed of the truck.
You did not.
Yeah, we strapped him to the bed of his truck, and I had to drive him back, and we got pulled over about 3 blocks from my house.
No, so because the cops saw him in the back?
Yeah, we literally passed by, and as soon as I saw him, I said, oh, yeah, this is not going to be good. And sure enough, he flipped on his lights and spun around and pulled us over and was like, what's going on, guys?
Did he give you a ticket?
No, he asked, like, well, what's going on? We told him what happened, and he just started laughing and then said, okay, well, just wait here. Got our license, and next thing we know, there's 3 more cop cars that pulled up. And they called the Norms. We told them we were at, and they verified. I was like, yeah, he paid for it. And then they all just kind of started laughing, and they're like, well, we're not going to let you drive him home, so just wait here. And then another cop came with a saw, and we cut him out right down the street.
Part of me thinks that, like, they were like, we got to call all the other cops that are not busy right now just so they could see how stupid this situation is.
Yeah, it really was. At the time, we were all really scared, especially me, because kind of didn't have a license at the time.
Oh,
so
dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, I really did.
Thanks, Juan.
And I feel like Juan's friend probably has done a lot more dumb things over the course of time. I don't think that's the only time he did something stupid.
When did you do something stupid, or when did you get yourself stuck? 206-803-ROCK.
Someone said I was at a bonfire party when I was around 19 or 20. Somebody was talking about how hot the rocks were, and I said, I'll bet them $20 I could pick up a rock out of the fire. This was around the year 2000, which is important because of what things cost at the time. So I pulled my sleeves over my hands, pulled the rock out of the fire, dropped it, and I got my $20. Problem was, I was wearing $150 something. So in the year 2000, that was expensive, stupid, and not worth it.
Oh, but hey, he got his $20.
Yes. I knew a buddy. He was in a band. There was this band way back in the day that my old band used to play with called Soylent Green. I think they were from Olympia, and they were just like dangerous. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. They were just, every time we played a show with them, I felt like they were on the verge of just falling apart up there, or somebody was going to break a bone. They were just reckless. They were like, it was like being playing shows with Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
And Leroy was the singer. And one time he came to the show, and he showed up, and he had like his arms all bandaged up. And I'm like, dude, what happened? And he's like, well, over the weekend, I did a bunch of mushrooms and thought it'd be a good idea to throw myself into a bonfire.
What?
And I was like, excuse me, what? And it was like, if you knew this guy, it wasn't surprising, but it was still like, what the F are you doing?
Oh, no. Steve-O from Spokane, how did you get stuck?
Oh, about 4 years ago, me and my wife were driving up the mountain roads, just got out some camping spots for our new camper, and the road started getting sketchy, so I decided to try and like back down and find a spot to turn around, and my truck got sucked into a really deep ditch, and it was me, my wife, our husky, and our baby was about 2 at the time, and we had to walk down the road about 2 to 3 miles to get cell service to call her down to come rescue us. And the next day, I took the day off of work, and with our other rig, loaded up my snowmobile. I had a chainsaw, shovels, chains, ropes, come along, everything that I could get my truck out with. And then when I rode my snowmobile up to the truck, I unloaded all my equipment. And then I drove the snowmobile up the road about 2 miles past the truck to see if there was a spot to turn around at instead of back at the truck down a couple miles.
Okay.
And had an electrical problem with my snowmobile, and it died.
Oh, no.
And so then I left the snowmobile there, walked down to the truck, shoveled out the front end of the truck for about 10 minutes, and then it pulled right out with the four-wheel drive. So if I had a shovel the whole time, I would have been fine.
You could have avoided all that.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like a series of unfortunate events.
Yes.
Rockaholics, we're looking for someone who can beat Steve this morning, and he has a record of 349 wins.
Oh, going for 350?
Yeah, I guess so. 113 losses and 61 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.